right? That's all. It would vanish if you as-ised all of existence. It would just be the mechanics, and you could turn right around and postulate them all back again, too. Great ease. Well, only if you do this, why, don't postulate them back with any politicians. We've had too many of them. Generals, too. You can omit the generals. Don't give them any mechanical forms. Number 25 of these axioms and definitions, affinity is a scale of attitude which falls away from the coexistence of static through the interpositions of distance and energy to create identity down to close proximity but mystery. My, isn't that complicated? That is very, very complicated. Well, let's get this fairly straight, and let's realize that we probably could simplify that particular axiom. We probably, if it's complicated like that, we probably don't know all there is to know about it. I probably got a blank spot here someplace. But affinity is simply a matter of distance in terms of mechanics. Now, the second we get out of considerations and go into mechanics, what is affinity? Well, affinity is basically a consideration, so it isn't a mechanic at all. But it does represent itself mechanically. There are mechanical representations of it. For instance, total knowingness goes down to lookingness. You have to look to find out. Well, that's different than simply knowing without looking. Now we go down to looking. Now we go just a little bit lower than that. This is, by the way, an affinity scale. We go into emotion and look, and then we no longer have knowledge by looking. We have to have knowledge by emotion. Do we like it? Do we dislike it? Emotionally. There are particles in emotion. I don't like it. In other words, I have some anger particles about it, or I have some resentment particles. And you, by the way, a pre-clarity's bank full of these emotional particles. Now, if I have to feel it to know it's there, I've gone immediately into effort. My affinity for something would be good if I could feel it, and it would be no good at all if I can't feel it. You get a step five who is swearing by mechanics and swearing at all life forms and who builds atom bombs and things like that, and we get this step five telling you that he cannot contact life. He cannot contact life, so therefore, you know, he can't contact this thing called static, so therefore he can't believe in it. Well, this is very interesting. You ask him why, and he said, well, I can't feel it. Well, he's twisting the snake around so it'll eat its tail or something. He's proving it all upside down and backwards. He says he can't get the existence of something he can't feel. Well, the odd part of it is we can measure electronically the existence of life. There is a little meter which we run some tests on, and we can actually demonstrate that one individual can turn on in another individual at some great distance from him a considerable electrical current, enough to make this little machine sit up and sing. And the other person can turn it on at will, and the person on whom it's being turned on can't stop it. This means that here's a manifestation which can be measured. We've done the impossible there, too. We've done the impossible in many places in Scientology. You can't measure a static, but we've done so by making one person at a distance bring a mechanic into being.